Well, it's always a privilege to be here and a responsibility again. But I just want to say thank you to everybody who so spoilt us in the little Brandon's house. I'm like a squirrel eating and eating and eating and scrounging. And when I go to the bathroom in the night, I go past the table with all the things. So I am again going to roll out of Rhineland. I'm just hoping my clothes fit till I leave. Anyway, let us close our eyes in prayer and ask God to bless us. Dear Father, we just worship Thee, that our eyes are on Thee, not on me, Lord, to come and bless us in this afternoon. It's the presence of the King that makes the feast. And Lord, we ask You to be here with us, to speak to us. Thou that dost see right into our hearts, our longings, our fears, our heartache. Oh God, come and bless us. And we want to open our hearts to hear Thy voice. In Jesus' name, amen. Now my subject for today is when the wheels fall off the bus. When the wheels fall off the bus. And I'm going to read a few scriptures from all over the Bible. So I'll just read them to you. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Psalm 21 and 2, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Psalm 61 verse 1 and 2, the Lord hear thee. No, I've done that one. Psalm 61, 1 and 2 says, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Psalm 102, 1 and 2, a prayer for the afflicted when he is overwhelmed and poureth out his complaint before the Lord, it says, hear my prayer, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily. Isaiah 54:7, God answers, for a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. Psalm 63:25 and 26, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Last one, Psalm 40, 12 and 13. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head. Therefore my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. So, today we are going to speak about when the wheels fall off the bus. It's a saying that is in South Africa, when things go wrong. When we feel we cannot cope with a situation. I don't know if you use that saying in the USA. You know, if somebody says, how are you? How is it going with you? Oh, the wheels have fallen off the bus. Then they know it's my way of crying out. I can't handle this. It's beyond my control. There's no hope of rescue. There's no limit to the calamity that has overtaken me. The wheels are off the bus. It cannot be worse than it is. What I relied on, what I expected, what I pinned my hopes on didn't materialize. Perhaps it was a sudden explosion of the wheels in your life that derailed the vehicle. It might have been an unexpected phone call, an unlooked for tragedy, a doctor's verdict, a terminal illness. The trouble is the wheels don't fall off next to a wheel replacement center. It falls off in life in the middle of nowhere. You're in the depths of the despair. There's no spare wheels available. And I'm just using the image of the bus because I always think in pictures. That's just how my brain works. But it's when disaster strikes, when our knees fail us and I don't know what to do. And it can suddenly happen in a moment, as I said, with a phone call or something, Or it can be a gradual thing, like a slow puncture. And suddenly you realize, oops, I don't know how to handle this situation anymore. I'm helpless. A bus without wheels, with a crowd of passengers waiting for me to take them forward. But emotionally, spiritually, and in every way, I just can't go on. I can't face what's lying ahead. Now, the song originated in 1939. It was written by Lydia Ulsacker, and it was said to be popular in the USA, Australia, Canada, and England. The wheels on the bus go round and round. You know that song? I'm sending the wheels off, but that's the song. And I've sung it with Glenn and Ruth. Now, everything on the bus is doing something. The wipers on the bus go swish, swish, swish. The grannies are knitting, click, clack, clack, and the mothers are telling the babies to shush, and the babies are crying. It's the whole thing. But the whole song that I'm basing this whole thing on starts with the wheels. Why does it start with the wheels? Because the wheels are so important. Without wheels, the bus can't go anywhere. Without wheels, the passengers will stay where they are. The bus will be a place to sit in, but nowhere to go. Therefore, the wheels are so important. It's the momentum, the power that carries the bus forward. And when a passenger gets onto a bus, they expect to get from A to Z, a certain destination. And in the same way, it speaks to me of our expectations in life. What we think it is right for us to reach in life. What we think God should bring into our life. The expected destinations in life. And that those destinations that sometimes do not materialize. The proposed movement from day to day, the set pattern that we set for ourselves, that we visualize for ourselves, it makes the bus of life go smoothly forward from babyhood to childhood, from childhood to teenage years, from womanhood to more mature age and old age. The bus keeps moving, and this is what we think should happen in our life. But you know, sometimes the bus takes turns that we never thought the bus would take. God allows things in our lives to take us on a detour that we really didn't think necessary for God to take us on or send us on. I remember shortly after 9/11, Keith and I landed with Samuel at the airport, and we were on our way to the missionary home in New York. And a taxi, now it was just after 9/11. So everybody was a bit jittery, even on the plane. Everybody looked at everybody else and thought, boy, is that a possible terrorist sitting over there? So we were all a bit jittery, so we got, and the taxi that we took just didn't look quite the right taxi to take. And we all got in and we were a bit nervous, and it suddenly went on a totally different route to the route that it should have taken. And Keith said to me, Jennifer, you better start praying. This man is taking us into the middle of the nowhere. Nobody's ever going to hear about us. Nobody knows where we're going. So now we're all sitting, all three of us have whispered, and then we're sitting here on the edge of the thing. And he goes in a totally different... Now, he had some reason why he went on this direction. But eventually, we got to the missionary house. Eventually, we got to where we were supposed to go, even though I'd aged about 7 years. And so God also sometimes... He takes us and we say, no, but God, how can you allow this in my life? How can this happen? Surely this is not what thou dost want for me. But actually God is taking us to the direction, the place that he wants us to reach. And we've got to trust God in the path he allows our bus of life to ride on. But the important question is always, is the bus under his control? Is it in his hands? Only then can we have confidence when things go wrong. My brother at one stage had a truck for transport, and the man used to drive it in the night hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles. And whenever something went wrong, that driver got onto his phone, and who did he phone? He phoned my brother, because the bus belonged to him. Not the bus, the truck. And in the same way, the question is, when things go wrong, can we have the confidence of crying out to God because we know our bus of life is under his ownership and in his hands? That makes all the difference. But today, I'm going to talk about a more frightening scenario than a slight detour that we take. The frightening horror of finding that we've landed in a situation that is beyond us. There's no means of mapping our course anymore. There's no means of going forward. Things have got out of hand and beyond control. There were times in my life when the wheels fell off the bus for me. I can think of two incidents amongst many where it seems the wheels had literally fallen off the bus. I was sitting in the office and I received two phone calls. Now, each phone call that I received removed wheels. Each voice on the other end of the receiver had been pillars of support to me. And each voice said, "We can't help you anymore." And as I put the phone down, the next phone call came and the next person said, "I can't help you anymore." And I remember sitting there stunned. I can still see the room, the desk. I can feel the phone in my hand and the click as I put it back in the cradle and the numb feeling. And I said, this was years ago, and I said, "Lord, what now? What am I going to depend on? I can't go forward anymore without this help." And then God said to me, "But Jenny, who are you looking to? Who are you leaning on? How can you say life is impossible without this when I'm your stay? I'm your support. I want to carry you forward." And then I felt so ashamed to realize God said, "I'm still there. How dare you panic, even if the wheels fall off the bus in your life? My child, I see your panic. The wheel's no longer there. You think you cannot manage. You stunned in deep despair. The people you relied on no longer prop and stay. You stranded on the roadside. You cannot make your way. Did I desert or fail you? My hand not at your side? My ear not there to hear you when you in anguish cried? Don't doubt your loving Savior, though things seem out of place. I'm there in your dilemma, those crises to face." Now, it also reminds me of another time when we were driving from Bloemfontein to a little town called Hankie, where my parents lived. Now, I had attended a convention, and there were a whole lot of people that I was giving a lift to, and Keith flew home, but I took the whole crowd. Now, the car was packed. It was literally packed from bottom to top. We even had a little miniature traveling fridge in the car between everybody else. The back seat was just little heads. And I was in the front. And as we were traveling on, there was wind, there was rain, and the car just went, and suddenly it just stopped. Now, the problem was it didn't stop off the road. It stopped sort of half on and half off, and it wouldn't move. It just wouldn't budge. And of course, the children said, "Oh, all right, let's get out and try and play." I said, "Just stay in the car exactly where you are." So there we sat. Now, I think somebody had a phone. I don't even know how they had a phone, because it really was almost not the time of cell phones. But anyway, we phoned and phoned and phoned, and we couldn't get hold of help. And there we were. And the cars were just whizzing past, whizzing, whizzing. And it was raining, and the wind was blowing. When there were no cars, it wasn't safe, because it was a lonely patch. When there were cars, it wasn't safe, because they were almost going inches, nearly hitting us. And eventually Roy said, "You know, Mom, let me go out and lift up the bonnet to see if I can see what's wrong with the engine." Well, he went to the front of the car and he lifted up the bonnet, but the wind was so bad that the whole bonnet came right back and hit the windscreen, and the windscreen was just in shatters. I said, "Listen, we're all sitting in the car, staying put. Don't move." So there we sat. But eventually, somebody got hold, must have seen, and somebody got hold of a pickup service, and they told us they're coming. And this enormous truck came. I don't know if that's how you pick up cars, but it was an enormous truck. And I thought, "Well, what are we going to do with this truck?" And then it stopped in front of us, and the man came, and he said, "I'm going to put you on top of the truck at the back." So I thought, "Well, how?" Well, anyway, he had a little pulley, and he had a thing that came down, and I said, "But can we get out of the car?" And he said, "No, sit in the car. So as we were in the car, we were pulled right up on this pulley. It was nerve-wracking at the angle, and there we were on top of the truck. And we rode all the way to Colesberg where we went, where the car could be fixed. So, you know, it was amazing. Our wheels wouldn't go, but other wheels underneath us helped us go. And in the same way, when the wheels are off the bus for us, God provides other wheels to carry us forward. He promises, I will carry you. I will carry you. Underneath are His everlasting arms. You know, even if God doesn't immediately help us, you know, we had to wait there for a few hours before that enormous truck came. We had to wait a few hours, but the help did come. Just as the Lord whispered to me, whom are you trusting? So to each of us, when the wheels are off the bus, God is saying, I am here. Trust me. I am your refuge. I am your reliance. Psalm 102, 1 and 2, hear my prayer and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not my face from thee. That's how we felt when I'm in trouble. Incline thy ear unto me. And then what does we say? Psalm 91 verse 2, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. My wheels fell off, but He gave other wheels to carry me forward. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. Impossible, impossible. Move on. That could not be. We looked around despondently. What a calamity. But then a truck came into view. A ramp was lowered down. A pulley pulled the car right up. We sped right to the town. Upon the back, yet in the car, we sat and laughed with glee. The other wheels were underneath to take us on safely. Perhaps you have cried in deep despair, stranded in misery. Your God can provide other wheels to prove His love to thee. Now my mom, I always bring her into my messages because she is a continual blessing to me, and the wheels fell off the bus for her so many times. And I'm going to take you on a quick downhill journey to just see how the punctures came and the tires went down. And the downhill road she had to travel in recent years. She first had an established farmhouse. She was the organizer. Meals, everybody came for meals every day. She didn't only give meat and vegetables, but dessert every day. She arranged things. She cooked things. And then the one wheel had a puncture. They had to move to a semi-detached retirement village, a little cottage. But gradually, her movability lessened. She was less movable. She was less able to walk. And I'm not even speaking of when she had cancer and she was paralyzed for 2 years. Two wheels had punctures. And then the third wheel, my father's cancer. He who had literally carried her around in arms of love, who treated her, who made her the queen of the house, he had cancer. And then it seems the wheels got fixed again because they seemed therapy for him and treatment for him. He had an enormous operation. And then the little semi-detached house was being sold by the owner. And they had to move again. And so the miracle happened. We got another place for them. But my mother was getting weaker and weaker and weaker. And then the last wheel had an enormous puncture. My father suddenly had to go to hospital. And they said there's no hope for him. And within a week, he was dead. Well, that wasn't the end. After that, my mom had to end up from that house that she was in for a year. She ended up in one room. And that's where I left her when I came to America. In one room, one little room. From a big house to a smaller house to a smaller house to a husband who loved her for surely 60 years to one room on her own. But you know, the wonderful testimony of my mom is that underneath are the everlasting arms. She sits in that single room, and I can still see a smile on her face and a prayer on her lips. Her faith and reliance on God is unabated. But she's still human. The last time I saw her, she said, oh, how I miss Daddy. But she's still smiling because of God's love and undertaking and presence and strength and grace that carries her forward and makes her such a testimony in the place where she is. So much took place that I had not envisaged in this year. I can't believe that I am here, she whispers with a tear. Daddy's gone, the house no more, stuck in a little room. It seems as if all I had loved was swept away so soon. But God, who is my refuge, has filled this room with love. He whispered all that happened aloud from heaven above. Although I'm stranded all alone, I am his great concern. Thus I will take what he allows his purposes to learn. I remember in the last year there were two prayer worries, warriors that carried me in prayer and that followed every part of my program, who were intensely interested in all I did and whom I really leant on. And they also disappeared in this year. And again God said to me, Jenny, who are you leaning on? Who are you depending on? I am your refuge. I am your fortress. I am the stay. I will even become the very wheels that you need to carry you forward. Psalm 73, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Is God that to thee? To each one of you, when the wheels fall off the bus and things go wrong. Dear Lord, the doctor's verdict has plunged me in despair. The sickness with no answers, too much for me to bear. Dear Lord, retrenched and stranded, I stand, no hope for me to find work that will let me go forward easily. Therefore, I'm scared and frightened. How will I meet life's needs of all future expenses to clothe, support, and feed? The wheels no longer bolted, the bus stranded and still. Somehow, Satan has whispered, I'll not meet every bill. I murmur, Lord, didst thou see how hard I work each day? Why then this fear that's gripping, standing upon life's way? The wheels are off the bus, Lord. Please hear my urgent cry. That constant word re-echoes, a devastating, why? Ah, Lord, those who have carried me on the wings of prayer have suddenly gone to thee. They are no longer there. I feel lost and abandoned, missing their loving care. Knowing what I am facing, their prayers no longer there. Dear Lord, my strength is failing. I find I cannot do the things that are expected. I'm weary through and through. I cannot face tomorrow. The bus is stranded, Lord. The wheels no longer turning. Help me, so oft implored. Did you doubt me, my darling? Not realize I was near? If you're faithful, obedient, you need not doubt or fear. Underneath, I've provided my wheels of grace to bear. You on, forward, still moving with loving, tender care. What are the wheels that have fallen off the bus for you? Perhaps finances, sickness, people's reactions to you, treatment? The demands of work, no more strength to work harder, and yet people expect you to work harder. God says, let me be to you the grace and the strength that you need. Now, many times upon the road, we see vehicles that are stranded at the side of the road. Have you seen them? I don't know in your country, but in our country, you often, as you travel along a road, you see the cars that are standing. They're stuck. There's nobody inside of them. And you know, in our country, it isn't long before somebody comes and takes everything that there is in the car, and then they remove the wheels and they roll them off. And we see the cars on the side of the road on its axis or on its belly. The wheels are simply not there. But you know, the tragedy is that if someone had been there to help when the car got a flat wheel and helped fix it or replace the wheel, the car didn't have to be at the side of the road in such a mess. There was a chance that the wheels could be fixed. Now there are human vehicles stranded on the road. What do we do about those who have made shipwreck with their lives? Do we put our nose in the air and say, they shouldn't have got into that position. They should have taken better care to not succumb to that temptation, to not land up in this mess. Why didn't they take better care of their lives? Why didn't they protect themselves against this that has happened to them? I remember when my mom and I were traveling on the N1, and suddenly we had a burst tire. Now, it's very difficult to keep a car going on the road when you're going downhill with a burst tire. And it was totally burst. So I was hanging onto the wheel and just going, and my mom was screaming. That was many years ago. And then eventually we got the car to stop. And that was the time before cell phones. And there we were stuck. And you know what happened? We suddenly turned around and there was a man. And he'd gone past us, but he'd seen our dilemma. And he turned around on the freeway and he came back and he stood next to us and he helped us. He undid the whole, our boots are always full. He undid the whole boot, got out the spare wheel, and he replaced it so that we could get to the next town. If he hadn't come, I don't know what we would have done. Now, is that what we do? Are we willing to take the U-turns in life to reach out and to help the stranded vehicles at the side of the road? You know, there are many people in life that would escape greater shipwreck to their lives if we only would reach out a helping hand. If we would stop and in love encourage them to get up and to go on and to not despair and to not give up. Because Keith always used the illustration, if somebody trips and falls in the mud and lies down in the mud and says, I can't get up, I'm going to stay in the mud, I'm stuck in the mud, then they'll never get up. But if you can lift it, reach out your hand and say, lift up, get up, let's wash the mud off you and let's go forward. God wants to help us to help them to get up and to move on, that they don't become permanent wrecked lives. We've got to get the bus to move forward again. Now, another wheel story. I was once waiting for my mother at the airport. And I'd arranged that she was going to have a wheelchair to take her from the plane and bring her to me. And then I had a wheelchair to pick her up once the lady had brought her through. But suddenly I was so surprised. Here's my mother hobbling and hanging onto one of the airport officials, and there's no wheelchair. So I said, well, this isn't really, I've arranged for a wheelchair to pick my mother up. What's going on? So my mom laughed and she said, Jenny, you won't believe it, but the wheel rolled off the wheelchair. But she said, you know, but it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. This lady has been marvelous. As I fell off, she grabbed me and she's brought me to you. So I thought, oh, well, all right, what can you say if the wheel... I mean, that's our wheelchairs at the airport. But, you know, her smiling face, her reaching out, it was just wonderful. She was able to keep my mom laughing, not screaming, in the midst of the calamity. Is that what we do for others who the wheels have gone off their bus? Do we just turn around and pass them and say, oh, dear, they have made a mess of lives? Of their life, or do we reach out to help them and to help them to get up and to go on? My child, others gain courage seeing what you have done when your wheels have exploded or come off one by one. They stand along the roadside, cars that have been derailed. Show them by your example that God has never failed. Reach out in love, compassion. Don't turn around and flee. A smile can give them courage to seek God earnestly. Perhaps you can reassure them, you too have known despair. Alone, stranded and weeping, life seemed too hard to bear. But God reached out and gave you courage and faith anew to face that road that He chose especially for you. They stand along the roadside, cars that have been derailed. Show them by your example that God has never failed. Now, another important detail about wheels is how we control the vehicle when the wheels burst is very important to the other people inside of the car. When my mother's wheel fell off the wheelchair, we drove on the N2. She actually flew up to just drive down that. I didn't have a 10-hour trip on my own in the days when she was stronger. And now the wheel had fallen off the wheelchair, so now we're riding on the N2. And in front of us, we suddenly see a combi, and the wheel rolled off the combi. The one wheel rolled off in front of us. And then the man was trying to keep the thing upright, and the axle actually hit the tar, and there were sparks as it hit the tar. And so in front of us, this whole thing was going like this. But the man clung, we saw through the window, and he had a wife and children in the combi. And eventually, it went like this, and eventually they stood at the side of the road. And our hearts nearly gave in, and I said to my mom, you know, Mommy, I really have had enough wheels for today. I just can't face it. Another wheel episode. But you know, to me it was so wonderful that father was able to keep the vehicle going, upright, despite the fact that it had lost its wheel. His family remained intact. Friends, when the wheels fall off our bus of faith, others are impacted by the way we still control the bus of life. Do not let it roll so widely through the language we use in anger, our accusations against God, that we land in the ditch and we take everybody else with us. I'm so grateful, my mother and I, that no lives were lost, and that though the wheel was missing, that vehicle, the mother and children, and the father were still safe. When the wheels go off the bus in your life, are the others around you still safe? Little eyes are watching when things go very wrong. Do we, by our own actions, show to whom we belong? Teenage eyes, often skeptic, are ready to cry out, "You cannot handle issues. What is your faith about?" The bus is plunging sideways, the wheel no longer there. But let us cling the harder, show faith and not despair. But before I conclude, I want to speak about wheels that I remember as children. On our farm, there used to be the wheels that were discarded by trucks. And these wheels used to lie upon the farm, and a great excitement for us as children was to get inside of the wheel. Now, what we did reminds me of the reckless words of a teenager recently in this year. It was a young girl that said, "I just want to let go. I'm sick of all the control that is in my home. I want to try everything. I want to have fun, no limits to what I want to do." It reminded me of that, of us getting in the wheel. You used to literally squeeze inside the wheel all round, and then this wheel with you in was rolled to the top of the hill. And then it was pushed, and you literally had no control. You screamed, and the wheel just went faster and faster and faster, and then it hit the bottom of the hill. I don't know why we did it. I mean, it was very silly. But you know, it's the kind of thing, it's to me a picture of a young person that gets into the wheel of sin and says, I'm not going to put the brakes on. I'm just going to let go. I want to experience the excitement that the world has to offer. You know, in the beginning that wheel went slowly. You actually didn't feel too bad. But when it started going downhill, it was one of the scariest feelings that a young child can have. Where do we land as human cargo? Be careful about the abandoned wheels, young people, that are temptingly lying around, discarded by Satan's crowd. Do not allow anyone to put you inside that wheel and give you a push into the depth of sin. Where will you land? Hell waits at the bottom of the hill. You say, I love excitement. The downward slide is fun. Give me a push into it. Enjoyment's just begun. Hell waits for reckless travelers who cry, no brakes for me. Until they cry in anguish, damned for eternity. Don't take that chance. Let us conclude by turning to our topic. The wheels have fallen off the bus. It's a picture in life when I cannot cope with what has happened. My situation, where I've landed. The wheels have burst and it's irreparable. There's no human solution. We need to cast ourselves upon God. There is no other hope but Him. Cry out to Him in despair. When children have turned their back on God, when finances have vanished, when sickness has struck, when our lifestyle is radically changed inside out, when decisions are not in our own hands anymore, when we feel out of control and bereft, when our husband has walked out on us or our father has deserted us. Despite the missing wheels, God wants to keep us on the road. He wants to supply enough grace, other wheels, to still carry us forward. And you know, sometimes we're unaware that the wheels have fallen off the bus. We may not see the state we are in, and others see it. It reminds me of two dear old missionaries. They were called the Govans, and they were in Rhodesia, and they traveled down to Cape Town. Now, to travel from Salisbury in Rhodesia, which is Zimbabwe, down to Cape Town is a very long road. And they drove in a car which they called Old Faithful. So it was it had been many years on the road. Now, near to Cape Town, there's a pass, the Solaris Pass, and there's the Du Toit Kloof Pass, which is a very steep pass. And in those days, when they were traveling, it was a ground road. It was not a tar road, and very windy, and just thousands of feet down. Well, anyway, they were driving in Old Faithful, and they were talking away. The lady's very chirpy. She was very chirpy, very delightful lady. But anyway, she was talking about scenery and everything. And suddenly, a wheel came past them. And it hopped. You know, and it went. And suddenly, they looked, and there, and there, and over the precipice, right down. And she said, dear. She said, there is a wheel, but where did it come from? There's no car nearby. So he said, darling, I hate to tell you, but it's our wheel. It's gone. And then he said, she said, oh, but she's just this kind of casual. She said, we must be on our way to heaven. So he said, not if I can help it. And eventually he got the car I don't know how he did it, but he got the car not to go over the cliff. And they stopped at the side of the road, and they must have changed the wheel, and they lived to tell the tale. She didn't know the wheels were off the bus. Her husband had to tell her. Sometimes we don't even realize the state that we are in. Others see it. But perhaps in this year, perhaps in the year past, the wheels have fallen off the bus. Perhaps in the year to come, the wheels are still going to fall off the bus. What do we do in that situation? Who is our refuge? Who is our help? Who is our strength? Who can take us forward when there is no human possibility of going forward? God says, I will be your strength and stay. I can do what no one else can do. God says, I am your refuge and help. I am your present help in trouble. The wheels have fallen off the bus. I'm stranded in despair. No sign of help. Who rescue me? Does anybody care? The wheels were not in good repair. The road traveled was rough. But I thought I'd plow right through, for I was strong and tough. But stones that cut and nails that pierce and glass on the road thrown made me realize how dangerous to face it all alone. Yet stubbornly I hurtled on until a fearful day when the wheels were no longer there. In small fragments they lay. So often we are foolish in where we choose to go. Don't blame God for the mishaps that from these choices flow. But even those who are faithful have moments of despair when stranded on the roadside, burdened and full of care. The bus no longer moving. Tempted to rant or rail, can God be in his heaven? My courage seems to fail. Though the wheels are in danger by stones upon life's way that they threaten to roll off, God will your plunging stay. He's watching every milestone. He sees trouble ahead, protected on your journey when he goes on ahead. Even though the wheels are missing, brought to a dead standstill, God sees your great dilemma. Submit, yield to his will. Let God resolve the issue. Be in complete control. Lift you up. Take you forward to reach the final goal. Amen.